ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We continue our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, chapter entitles The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, text number 18. Yasad sapatnyan bijigi samano Yasat sapatnan bijigi samano Griheshu nirvishyate tapurvam Griheshu nirvishyate tapurvam Anteti Durga Srita Urjitarin Anteti Durga Srita Urjitarin Chineshu Kamam Vichare Dvipaschita Chide sukamam bichare vipaschitat Yasat sapatnyan bijigi samano Yasat sapatnyan bijigi samano Griheshu nirvishyate tapurvam Griheshu nirvishyate tapurvam Yateti Durga Srita Urjitarin Yateti Durga Srita Urjitarin Chideshu kamam vichare vipaschit Chideshu kamam vichare vipaschit Yasat sapatnan vijigissamano Griheshu nirvishyate tapurvam Yateti Durga Srita Urjitarin Chineshu Kamam Bichare Dvipaschita Ya, anyone who Sat Six Sapatnan Adversaries Vijigisamanaha, desiring to conquer, Griheshu, in household life, Nirvishya, having entered, Yateta, must try, Purvam, first, Atteti, conquers, Durga Srita, being in a fortified place, Urjita Arin, very strong enemies, Chineshu, decreased, Kamam, lusty desires, Vicharet, can go. Vipaschet, the most experienced or learned. Translation Prabhupada by Sri Bhangra Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. One who is situated in the household life and who systematically conquers his mind and five sense organs is like a king in his fortress who conquers his powerful enemies. After one has been trained in household life and his lusty desires have been decreased, he can move anywhere without danger. Translation responsibly. One who is situated in household life and who systematically conquers his mind and five sense organs is like a king in his fortress who conquers his powerful enemies. After one has been trained in household life and his lusty desires have been decreased, he can move anywhere without danger. Purport. The Vedic system of four varna and four ashram is very scientific, and its purpose is to enable one to control his senses. Before entering household life, grihastha ashram, a student is fully trained to become a jitendriya, a conqueror of the senses. Such a mature student is allowed to become a householder, and because he was first trained in conquering his senses, he retires from household life and becomes a vanaprastha. The strong waves of youthful life are past and he reaches the verge of old age at 50 years or slightly more, then after being further trained, he accepts sannyas. He is then fully trained and renounced person who can move anywhere and everywhere without fear of being captivated by material desires. The senses are considered very powerful enemies. As a king in a strong fortress can conquer the powerful enemies, so a householder in grihastha ashram or household life can conquer his lusty desires of youth and be very secure when he takes vanaprastha and sannyas. Om Agyanati Mirantasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militan Mena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Snapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakham Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagat Pate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sinduvevacha Patidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He
Yasat sapatnan bijigi samano griheshu nirveshyatet purvam atteti durga srita urjitarin chineshu kamam vicharet vipaschit. One who is situated in the house of life and he systematically conquers his mind and five senses, sense organs, is like a king in his fortress who conquers his powerful enemies. After one has been trained in house of life and his lusty desires have been decreased, he can move anywhere without danger. So this is a wonderful narration being discussed here. Who's speaking here? Lord Rama is speaking to King Priyavrata. So as we understand, as in the context, that the descendant of Uttanapad, who's the younger brother of Priyavrata Maharaj, have stopped. So now there is no ruler as such for the. So in this scenario, Lord Brahma has come along with other demigods, and also the father of Priyavrata Maharaj, who is Swayambhu Manu. So they're all there together. And as long as also the Narad Muni is there as well. So there is great personality. And where is Maharaj Priyavrata? He's in the Gandhamadana hill and performing his austerities, right? Yeah. So now we have Swayambhu Manu, we have Narada, we have Lord Brahma, and along with the other demigods. Now they have come to the purpose of their visit. I mean, Narad Muni, of course, is instructing Priyavrata Maharaj in the science of spiritualism. The purpose of the visit of the other demigods and the father and the Brahma and everything is to bring, convince Maharaj Priyavrata to take over the king rulership. Because now the time has, the need of the hour is the king is not there. So that we need a king. So he was the qualified person that he could take over. Initially, Priyavrata Maharaj kind of, when he was approached by Swayambhu Manu, Priyavrata Maharaj kind of hesitated. He said, I am in the spiritual path, I'm in austerity, I'm renounced and everything. I don't have a desire to rule the king. And kind of reluctantly hesitated. But when Lord Brahma came and everybody came, so now this is Lord Brahma speaking, trying to convince Maharaj Priyavrata to take over the king rulership. So that is a little bit of background. So in this particular verse, Brahma is trying to convince and saying, now you have practice for so long period of time. You have the practice of, because one of the fear that Priyavrata Maharaj was fearing to take over the, or being in the, taking the householder life, was that he may get entangled, because the householder life is potentially can be a very entangling for a spiritual practice. Not so therefore he was reluctant to take this position. Here Lord Brahma is saying, now you have practice this, you have a practice of sense control. Therefore, since you have all that training, and you should not be fearing, because now as you go into grihastha life, you'll have all that training too for your protection. He gives an example of in saying, just like a king who has got a fortress, within the fortress is one is secured inside. He gives the training of controlling the mind, everything is like a fortress. So the senses are not pushing and trying to conquer you. And in the purport, Prabhupada starts to discuss the Varnashram system. What is Varnashram system? Well, if somebody just asks you, say, what is Varnashram system? What would be a quick answer? So natural system. It is a system that, there's a creation. Within the creation, there is a, you need a maintenance. And just like you have a government, right? Government has a rules and regulation to follow in the country. Similarly, in the universal scale, there has to be some system to run the society. So Krishna personally has created, in Bhagavad Gita he says, Chaturvarna maya srishtam guna karma vibhaga sa. I have created this Varnashram system. This system which runs, by this system the whole society can run very peacefully. And the objective of a Varnashram system is to samsiddhi haritoshanam, to please the Supreme Lord. We are in this material world. Our goal is to go back. So the Varnashram system, it's gives the system to how to live. Yet by practicing, you elevate into to a spiritual. Ultimately, you want to go back home, back to Godhead. Ultimately, you want to please the Supreme Lord. That is the goal. Srimad Bhagavatam says, samsiddhi haritoshanam. The goal of Varnashram system is to please the Lord, Supreme Lord. In this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada specifically talks about he introduces a Varnashram, but he specifically talks about the ashram system. So what are the ashrams? Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Manaprastha, and Sannyas. Four Varnas are Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And four ashrams are Brahman, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. So the four foreigners and four ashrams. So Prabhupada talks about the ashram system here. Now, throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, and throughout the different Puranas, different literatures and everything, there's the great lot of emphasis is also there. There are a lot of information is there on the Varnashram system. In 7th canto, Narad Muni instructs Maharaj Yudhishthir, and he gives about 3 or 4 different chapters in each Varna and Ashram, how they're supposed to operate. Lord Krishna, in the 11th canto, also elaborates a lot in detail when he has this conversation with Uddhava. Uddhava is asking questions and Lord Krishna is answering. There is also a lot of great section in details Lord Krishna gives for what are the qualities, what are the duties, how it operates and everything. A lot in details is there. So when Narad Muni begins to instruct or given to on the topic of Varnashram system in the 7th canto, he's discussing with Maharaj Yudhishthir. He gives before he goes into a details of each of the varnashram system, he gives a very generic qualities of human beings. That everyone, regardless of what varna they are in, regardless of what ashram they are in, regardless of what the situation they are in, all these quality the human all every human being should have. So he gives, this is in the seventh canto, chapter 11, text 8 to 12. He gives a list of qualities that a human being should have. He begins with the first is satyam, truthfulness. Speaking the truth without distortion or deviation. It's very important. So satyam. The next one is daya, mercy. Sympathy to other everyone who's suffering. That is daya. Because generally you'll see in the material world everyone is suffering one way or another. Even you have lots of money, you're suffering. Even you have no money, you're suffering. You have little money, still you are kind of somewhat implicated or suffering. So having this daya, the mercy. Three, tapa. What's tapa? Austerity. Austerity, such as observing fast at least twice in a month, ekadashi and all things, or these different austerities. Austerities will give a person a value in a life. Perform, be able to tolerate. Tapasya makes you tolerate different things, different urges, different situations. Next one, socham, cleanliness. Two types of cleanliness. One is external cleanliness and internal cleanliness. How do we clean externally? We wash our clothes, we take bath, we brush our teeth. Internally? Clean thoughts. Very good, yes, clean thoughts, yes. And chanting the holy name is very important, yeah. So externally we keep ourselves clean. Socham, cleanliness. Number five, titiksha, tolerance. Everyone should have a tolerance. Being unagitated by the seasonal changes or inconvenient circumstances. Season will come. We have different heat, cold, especially in Melbourne. We have fluctuating weather. And we have so many inconvenient circumstances. Right now we are going through this lockdown situation. It is inconvenience. Everyone, they can't go out. They have to wear a mask. So on and so forth. So it's inconvenience. But yet, one of the qualities we should have is tolerance. So when these kind of adversity comes, then we are able to take those adversities and move on. Titiksava. Number six, iksha, discriminating between right and wrong. So we should be able to, discriminate what is right and what is wrong. Sama, control of mind, as in the verse talks about controlling our mind. He gives the Brahma says sapatnyan. So mind is, controlling mind is a very important factor in the practice of spiritual life. Sama, control of mind. Not allow the mind to act whimsically. 8, Dhamma, control of senses. So control of mind, mind and 5 sense organs. So Sama, controlling the mind, Dhamma, control of senses. Not allowing the senses to act without control. 8, Ahimsa, non-violence. Not subjecting any living entity to the threefold miseries. One of the definitions that Prabhupada gives in the purport, and says, not subjecting any living entity to the threefold miseries. That's called ahimsa. Of course, ahimsa means also not physically hurting others. That includes the other living entities, such as animals and birds and so on and so forth. That's ahimsa. So 9th was ahimsa. 10, brahmacharyam. Celibacy. So only ashram, the sex is allowed is in grihastha ashram. Other ashrams, all 3 ashrams, they don't have. So it's more. Even in the grihastha ashram, there's a control of the opposite. So this brahmacharya is one of the quality of a human that should have. 10. 11 is tyaga, charity. Person giving a charity. What is the formula Srupa Goswami gives for a charity? Rupa Goswami's formula is, if you have, it's from 150%, 25% for the 25% for the serving the Vaishnavas and everything, 25% for the families, right? 25% emergency situation. And what was the other 25%? 50%. Sorry? 50%
for the spiritual purpose.
Right, 50% is the, yes, that's right, 50% is for the spiritual purpose, Now, 25% is for the emergency and 25% for?
Relatives.
Yes, family and relatives. Charity. Swadhyaya, 12. Swadhyaya means studying the scriptures. We should, unless we have some knowledge, unless we have some, how would we perform? It's very important. our acharyas and Vyasadeva have put so much time and energy creating or writing down these scriptures. What is the purpose? It's for us to learn and teach and understand and follow and act. It's like a law book. You understand. So reading of the transcendental literatures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Mahabharata, these are Vedic. It's like any literature that is gives you a knowledge of. So Swadhyaya is the 12. Arjavam, simplicity, freedom from mental duplicity. Santosa, satisfaction. Being satisfied with whatever available without great severe endeavor. It's called santosa. Samadrik seva, rendering service to saintly personalities. Most of them nowadays we have been taught how great you are and about centrally, whereas the Vedic, it gives the others importance. One as a menial, one as a serving. Always looking forward to serve others. That is the Vedic. So rendering excuse me. Rendering service to saintly persons, Sixteen. Gramma iha upa ramaha. Gradually taking leaves of unnecessary engagements. So many things you have desire you wanting to do, but you have to put a stop somewhere, saying, enough. Now let me practice the ritual, you know, let me practice something. Because there will be no end. 17. Biparya iha, observing the futility of unnecessary activities in human society. Unnecessary activities. Something is not required unnecessarily. So, give it. 18. Iksha, remaining silent and grave. In other words, don't talk which is unnecessary. Rupa Goswami says, vacho vegam. Have the urge to control the urge to speak. Monam, avoiding unnecessary talk. The first one was remaining silent and grave, discussing unnecessarily. And the other one is monam, avoiding unnecessary talks altogether, being grave and silent. Similar. No gramikathas, yes. Talks of Krishna. 20. Bismaranam, bimasmaranam. Considering whether one is body or soul, research as to whether one is body or soul, or try to understand what's your position, who are you, what are we here for? 21. Distributing food and drink equally to all living entities. Wow. So that means if we have something that we should share, you know, others are suffering, not just only for myself, it's for others. So at the time of need, share food and drink, everything, distributing food and drink equally to all the living entities. Not collecting unnecessarily, just for us, for oneself. Look who's in need, distribute. 22. Seeing every soul, especially in human form, as a part of the Supreme Lord. So, just not we residing within ourselves, there is also Paramatma is residing in ourselves. Not just as human beings, that extends to every living entities. May it be a bird, may it be a plant, may it be animals, may it be aquatics. Even the atoms or even the non-material, they're also part of the Lord. Twenty-three. Stravanam, hearing about the activities and instruction given by the Supreme. That's Stravanam. Glories. Yes. Correct. Yeah. Not only the glories of the Lord, and the glories of the great personalities as well, devotees. Sravanam. Kirtanam. 24. Chanting about the activities of the instruction. So hearing and chanting again. So it's like time in and out again and again we hear this very important. Prahlad Maharaj says, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Very important. Again, Narada Muni also giving Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. He's also again mentioning here. So very important for Then, Seva. Rendering service. Trying to render service. Seva. Sorry? Yes. So offering service to others, very important. Ijja, worshipping the Supreme Lord, offering obeisances, dasyam, becoming a servant to the spiritual master, you're serving to this your Supreme Lord, you're also serving others. So that having that humility, the dasyam, it's one of the quality. Sakyam, becoming a friend to everyone. Atma samarpanam, surrendering one's whole self to Krishna. Like Bali Maharaj. Yeah. So these are the qualities that Narada Muni described before even he goes into describing the Varnashram system. So everyone should have these qualities. That is like a benchmark before you even come into a system of Varnashram. Narada Muni says, O King Yudhishthira, these qualities and these qualifications must be acquired in the human form of life. Simply by acquiring these qualifications, one can satisfy the Supreme Lord. Narada Muni is saying. Sorry?
If they have all these qualities, then they are above Varnashram.
Correct. I mean, above, yes. Yeah, but everyone should have these qualities in order to be actually a proper human being. That's what Narada Muni is saying. Yeah, not easy. But, yeah. So, now then Narada Muni goes into giving a little bit of description. So I just noted few the relevant points from Narada Muni's teaching about the four ashrams, Varnamchari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So Narada Muni says, this is in the 7th canto, chapter 12, giving the in details of for each every ashram, what are some of the relevant points or things that should be followed. So Narada Muni says, this is text 1, this chapter 12, a student should practice completely in controlling his senses. Now this student means a brahmachari. He should be submissive and should have an attitude of firm friendship for the spiritual master. First qualification of a brahmachari is the... Actually, I was reading through all the other thing. It boils down to pretty much a very importance. A lot of importance is given for the brahmachari of a serving a spiritual master, having a friendly relationship with him, learning. There's so much guru importance, connection of brahmachari ashram is there mentioned. With a great vow, brahmachari should live in the Gurukulam only for the benefit of guru. Again, this is the first instruction Narada Muni gives for a brahmachari. At both junctions of day and night, namely in the morning and the evening, he should fully absorb in thoughts of spiritual master, fire, sun god, and Lord Vishnu. By chanting Gayatri Mantra, he should worship them. That's brahmachari. Brahmachari should be a quite well behaved and gentle, and should not eat or collect more than necessary. Very simple. Live simple. He must always be active and expert, fully believing in the instructions of the spiritual master and Shastra. Fully controlling his senses. He should associate only as much as necessary with women or those controlled by women. In other words, agrihastas. So, the serving spiritual master, being with the spiritual master, learning from all the qualities. It's brahmachari means training. taking training. So there's a lot of importance between the teacher, the guru and the disciple here. So he, that is emphasis is given, Narada Muni gives, and another emphasis is just, stay away from controlling senses is another one, and then staying away from opposite gender. So he gives a good example. He says, the woman is compared to a fire. This is text 9. A man is compared to butter pot. Therefore, a man should avoid associating even with his own daughter in a secluded place. Similarly, he should always avoid association with a woman. One should associate with a woman only for the important business, not for otherwise. And that applies to the ladies who are in the same Brahmacharini ashram as well. So, for a Brahmachari, serve the spiritual master, learn from the elder knowledge, and have a good relationship with them, follow this, the study of sastra, and sense control, and stay away from the opposite gender. Brahmachari. Of course, there's a lot. I've just taken a few from that. But there's quite a few. Now let's move on to Grihastha. Now what Narada Muni says about the Grihasthas. This is Maharaj Yudhishthira inquiring. He says, my dear Lord, this is Maharaj Yudhishthira talking to Narada Muni. He said, O great sage, kindly explain how we are who are staying in the home without knowledge of goal of life may also easily attain the liberation according to the instruction of Vedas. Now, in just from that language, what we make, Maharaj Yudhishthira is a great knowledgeable person. And what is he putting himself as here? What does he say? Staying home without knowledge of goal of life. Of course, Maharaj Yudhishthira knows, but he's setting an example as a king. He's putting him, in the front of the guru, he's putting a very in a humble position and inquiring. He says, I don't know anything. Please instruct. Narada Muni replies, my dear king, those who stay at home, householder, must act and earn livelihood. And instead of trying to enjoy the result of their work themselves, they should offer these results to Vasudev, Krishna. So what is the first instruction? The grihasthas are, yes, you are allowed to work, you should work, but Krishna is in the center. Use the results in service of Krishna. How to satisfy Vasudev in this life can be perfectly understood through the association of the great devotees. So what is the first one was that you earn and you serve Krishna. Second, he said, the importance of the having association of the devotees. This is in the 7th canto, chapter 14, I'm reading from. So text number 4. A grihastha must associate again and again with saintly personalities. Now emphasizing, very important, the association of the devotee, not only for the grihasthas, but for everyone, it's important. But especially for a grihastha, Narada Muni is saying, it's quite important you associate with the great personalities. And great respect, he must hear the nectar of activities of the Supreme Lord. And the incarnation of these activities are described in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. Thus, one should gradually become detached from the affection of a wife, children, exactly like a man awakening from dream. So what is the effect of the association of the Vaishnava? That he slowly, I mean, of course, the slowly becomes detached. Detachment comes from the associating or learning from the scriptures or associating with the devotees. Text 9. One should treat animals such as deer, camel, asses, monkeys, mice, snake, birds, flies, exactly like one's own child, son. Wow. That's isn't it? Yeah, wow. So being a grihastha is not so easy. I mean, you have to extend yourself. I mean, you already, you know, you have attachment to your children and everybody else. Now, our scriptures is teaching is hang on. You're not only teaching your children as children, but you have to look every living entity almost as a children. Huh? And he names them deer, camel, asses, donkeys, mice, snakes, birds, flies. I mean, this is Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm repeating what it says. So you have to. So Narada Muni is pointing out, you know, treat everyone with respect. Teach, give them love and affection. It's not, you're not supposed to harm them or kill them. Just treat like a child, your own children. Correct, yeah. Everyone has a share, everyone has a quota. We have. But importantly, what as a grihastha, yes, if we have to treat everyone like with the respect, guard, love and affection as we give you to children. Okay, how little difference there actually between children and these innocent animals. So no difference. Every day one should worship the Supreme Lord. Who is situated in everyone's heart. And the basis, on this basis, one should separately worship the demigods, saintly persons, ordinary human beings, living entities, one's forefathers, one's own self. In this way, one is able to worship the Supreme Being in core of everyone's heart. So not only are you worshipping the Supreme Lord, you're also respecting demigods, saintly persons, and other living entities, forefathers. Being a grihastha, there's a lot of responsibilities. No? You have to keep all those in. Therefore, my dear king, first offer prasad unto the brahmanas, the demigods. After sumptuously feeding them, you distribute prasad to other living entities according to your ability. In this way, you will be able to worship all living entities. In other words, it's the supreme living entity within everyone, living entity within everyone's heart. So, prasad distribution. As being a grihastha, important of the cooking, sharing, and as a grihastha, actually, responsibility of maintaining brahmacharis, vanaprasthis, and sannyasis relies on grihasthas. They are allowed to earn, but yet they have to also maintain other ashrams as well. And of course, Narada Muni gives this whole long list that he gives quite importance on the visiting holy places, worshipping forefathers, how it's done, when it's done, lot great details. So basically, in Grihastha nutshells, associating with the great saintly personalities, giving charity, having a compassionate mentality towards the living entities, prasad distribution, going to holy places. These are some of the basic grihasthas, that's Narad Muni giving for us. Now, when I was reading the Vanaprastha, wow, it's very scary. And some of the things like Narad Muni mentions, you have to eat raw, and you have to just root, and it's quite very descriptive. But I just took few of them. So it's Vanaprastha now. So we have moved from Grihastha, Brahmachari, from Grihastha to Vanaprastha. This is Lord Krishna speaking in the 11th canto, so chapter 18. Lord Krishna gives the for Vanaprastha. Supreme Personality God has said, one who desires to adopt a third order of life, Vanaprastha, should enter the forest with the peaceful mind, leaving his wife with his mature sons, or else taking her along with you. So basically for Vanaprastha, means already, your retirement, so you're going towards the forest. In the institutional, like ISKCONs, we have a different system, but in generic terms, for everyone, that this was the going into a forest or going into holy places are the what was recommended for the Vanaprasthis. Now they have gone through Brahmachari ashram, they have gone through the Grihasthas ashram. Now that the children, everything grown up, now going into a kind of retirement and more focusing on your connection between Lord and yourself. text 6, chapter 11 from the 18 from the 11th canto. Lord Krishna continues. He says, Vanaprastha should personally collect whatever he requires for his bodily maintenance, carefully considering a time, place, and his capacity. He should never collect provision for a future. So basically, whatever is required, whatever is there, just collect and live happily. So more focus again is now establishing a relationship with the Lord, keeping life simple. That's what Vanaprastha is actually referring to. I'll just read a few sannyasa ashram. This is from the Narad Muni giving from the 13th chapter, text 4 in the 7th canto. Sannyasi should always try to see a supreme pervading everything that, and see everything includes in this universe rest on the supreme. So now, sannyasi is going in. See, Vanaprastha, when you read the whole description, there's the focus is getting into a more simpler life, perform more austerity, purify yourself. And then now you move one step ahead and then become a sannyasi. A sannyasi must not present allurement of material benefits to gather many disciples, nor should he unnecessarily read many books or give discourses as a means of livelihood. He must never attempt to increase the material opulence unnecessarily. In other words, going into popularity, trying to make more disciples, sannyasis, it's more of in the realm of materialism or being just self-centric. Whereas when is going and making disciples as much for the purpose of preaching, and the whole goal is to get as many living entity as possible to the service of the Lord, that's nothing wrong with it. His Holiness Japataka Maharaj, he's got over 50,000 disciples. What's the goal? goal is to bring everybody in the lotus feet of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and Krishna. So for that purpose, yes, you can. You have thousands and even millions, if not. But when it comes to for the own self, or just for the popularity and everything, that's what Narad Muni is saying. No, that's not the purpose of sannyasis. Without any material attachment, with senses fully controlled, remaining enthusiastic and satisfied in realizing the Supreme Lord, his own self, saintly person should travel about the earth alone. So the sannyasi is one of the duties, traveling. And when he travels, what does he do? He preaches. He goes to the house of the grihasthas and other people who need spiritual guidance. So traveling and preaching. If at time one does not attain proper food, one should not distressed. One should not be distressed. Sometime you will get a very luxurious food. Sometime, maybe not. So when one attains sumptuous food, one should not rejoice. When he did receive, he should not rejoice. And when he's not receiving, he should also not be satisfied. Being fixed in determination, one should understand both situation to be under the control of God. Just like yesterday, Yamuna Lila, what Mataji was mentioning, how Prabhupada, when he landed there, when he went there, he had 40 rupees, right? And when he landed there, he didn't know where to turn, left or right. No one is there, and no one, it's like just, And what he had taken some cereals with him, may last for a few days, right? I mean, he's going to the foreign land, he doesn't know whether he's going to get any food or anything. So he said, you'll just eat fruit and vegetables and live on it. Yes. even did the book distribution on before he even got into America, right? He said, no. What's that, Arun Pandey? He sold a set of Bhagavatam. Not set, but whatever he had. And he got, $16 or something? That was his first traveling money, and he landed in America. So that is depending on that is sannyasi. Depend on Krishna. He went there. He had practically nothing, materially speaking, except for books and great faith on the spiritual master's order. And see the result. What he did. What he achieved. That's the one. So in conclusion of Varnasram Sishram, this is Lord Krishna giving a conclusion. He says, for all four ashrams, maintaining religious duties of a sannyasis are equanimity and non-violence. For sannyasi, equanimity and non-violence. Whereas the vanaprastha is austerity and philosophical understanding. Which means knowing the difference between soul and making connection. Main duties for the householder life is to give shelter to all living entities and perform sacrifice. He gives this is the concluding word of Lord Krishna about the four ashrams. For sannyasi, equanimity and non-violence. For vanaprastha, austerity and philosophical understanding. Grihasthas, giving shelters to other living entities, and performing sacrifice. And brahmachari, is the main engagement is serving guru. That's the concluding for ashram Lord Krishna gives. In the 11th canto, this is text 42. Such a glorious, such a, you know. So having this system in place in universal, then we have a possibility of having a prosperous, because the system is made by God. That is for the humanity, practically for everyone, you know. Other living entities also in you know, can benefit. Humans can benefit, and ultimately it will take us to Krishna. That is Varnashram system. And that is what we have. That's the so lacking that system in place, there is a lot of chaos at the moment throughout the world. So as I think one of the Prabhupadas said, one of the things I couldn't really establish is Varnashram Dharma fully. He had a great desire. And there's a lot of different projects that's being held in within the ISKCON, you know, and that's to bring this Varnashram system in place, teach and show in practically how it works. So, yeah, so today's, that's what Prabhupada, in a purport, talks about the ashrams of four varnas, varnashram system. Okay, we'll end here. Any comments, questions? Any?
I have a question.
Yes, Madhuji.
In the beginning you were reading about 25 different qualities described as basics that every human being should develop. It seems to me that is the prototype of a high exalted human being that even is beyond Brahminical characteristics, because not always Brahmanas are engaged in deity worship or don't even believe in Krishna, can be impersonalist. But according to these 25 qualities, one of them is being engaged in deity worship, also studying Shastras, and discriminate what is favorable, not favorable. So those, the qualities are quite exalted. How that fit our Varnashram Dharma, where, when, for example, we have clear distinction between the qualities and propensities of Sudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya, and Brahmanas. Not all of them, for example, have the proclivity to perform all these 25 qualities in as a basics. So how we can reconcile these things, these two, to my understanding, looks like a little bit not contradictory, but I can fit those two together.
See, those qualities described by Narada Muni is a benchmark. Yeah, so generally every human should have. And those who are like in Brahminical qualities, and these qualities are more of those qualities are found in the Brahminical Brahmanas, and you know, for where you go down to Vaishya and Sudras and other the Kshatriyas and all that, these qualities may not be in full, may not be in. So according to these, they will have. That's why they actually divided into a different Varnashram ashrams to give. Okay, those who have these qualities in greater value or greater, you know, quantity or, you know, anything, then they are generally known as Brahmanas. And those who have different but slightly different or different aspects, they are Kshatriyas and Vaishyas and Shudras. And so they may have variation, But Narad Muni giving just a general benchmark, okay, these are the qualities. It doesn't matter what you are, you should aspire for these qualities. Have these qualities. Yes, I agree that not everyone may have those qualities in full, so it's just giving you, okay, now everyone should work towards, you may be a Shudra, you work towards those goals. You may be a Vaishya, work towards those goals to get as best as possible. And that's why the whole system is there, Varnasram system. So that's to come to that level. So we can actually, ultimately, it's to serve Krishna, have those qualities and serve Krishna.
Eventually, can we understand that the point is not to remain in the Varnasram Dharma, considering that it's just a bimedia through we can go through or grow in through our spiritual practice. And as you said, aspiring to develop in a full extent these 25 qualities, like enhancing your understanding who you are as a spiritual soul, Krishna's servant. So it goes beyond Varnasram Dharma.
Correct. Varnasram Dharma is actually, will you bring it up to you become, you now realize and you serve Krishna. And beyond this system is a system that everyone is somehow working within, right? Ultimately, the goal of Varnasram system is to bring one to serve devotional service, come to level of bhakti, pure bhakti, not even, just pure bhakti. And then go back to Krishna, or go return to spiritual world. Whereas this system is there to, function, have a normal function within the, who live for hundreds of years, thousands of years. If there is no system, there is no function. So this is a basic functional system that humans should operate on. And kings were the responsible to ensure these varnashrams are properly followed. There's a responsibility to the king. And so it's like governments. But yes, you have to overcome and, Sarva dharman parityajya. You have to, this following varnasram system is like following a dharma, a particular dharma. At the end of the day, Krishna says, give up everything. And what does he say? Surrender unto me. That's a devotional service. Ultimately, yes, you have to give, you don't have to go within the varnasram system. Come. Hari toshanam, your goal is to please the Lord, that's it, and then you out. So Varnasram Ashram system gives a system to operate and go on functional level, where it's following, and then they ultimately, you have to come and surrender fully. Atma Samarpanam, that was one of the things in the list. The complete surrender unto the Supreme Lord. That's the goal. Brings gradually. It's because not everyone will have impetus or become a top class. Slowly, gradually, and then come.
Can we say that then Varnasram Dharma, it's more like a aid that help us to functionally active in the society, be more efficient according our proclivities.
Correct.
Because all these qualities, 25 qualities, should be there for everybody.
I think there was 30 of them.
Yeah. 30, okay. But how to express those our activities is organized through Varnasram Dharma. I mean, the type of activity that we can do, because the Brahmana, or Vaishya, or Shudra, or Kshatriya.
I didn't discuss about the Varna. Varna has got a specific duty. Varna is the Brahmana, so So ashrams are brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, and then the varnas are brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, and shudra. So each of the varnas have a specific qualities according to the qualities, and then they are considered a brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, right? So yes, we didn't discuss any of those the qualities and the duties, the occupations, and how do you identify. It's a whole section that Narad Muni gives. Okay. If you're a brahmana, you do this. If you're a kshatriya, this is your responsibility. This is what you do. If you're a vaishya, you do a mercantile, look after the cows and anything. If you're a shudra, then you have a serving other brahmanas. So there's a whole duty and then the specifications for these varnas as well. I just read the for the ashram. But if you go into details into those varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, there is a lot details in Krishna, Narad Muni, everyone, the Brahman, everybody gives the what are the, but maybe next class we or when there is a topic. We could discuss those for varnas.
The ashrams are a little bit more clear.
Mm-hmm.
We can identify a little bit more. Mm. But varnas is a bit more, because all of us, we have mixtures of varnas.
Mm-hmm.
It would be helpful for general purpose and educational purpose to help us to identify how we can.
Yes, there is actually, I have a note, some of the notes that, okay, how to identify, what is the qualities, what do they do, and what is the don'ts, who's do's and don'ts for all ashrams, and it's there. But yeah, maybe next class or some other time we will discuss that. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
For brahmanas and kshatriyas, possibly it's more easier to take vanaprastha and sannyasa. So what about
So the question is the for Brahman, Kshatriya, and Vaishya, is easy. I mean, they could take sannyas, and the Shudras. What about Shudras? Generally, the taking sannyas for Brahmana is okay. As I understand, and then for Kshatriya, taking Vanaprastha, it's okay. You could probably stretch two sannyas, but it's generally not recommended. For Vaishyas, also Vanaprastha. For Sudras, it's pretty much the Vanaprastha sannyas is not recommended. It generally is just lifelong Grihastha, is a Sudra, as I understand. Other two ashram, the Varnas, they can take, maximum they can go up to. Brahmanas can go up to sannyas. Kshatriya can go Brahmanas, and they have option of sannyas as well. But the Vaishyas only up to, it says only up to Vanaprastha. Yeah, and then they pretty much. For Shudras, it's lifelong householder, Kriyastha. And it's very, very scientific. Yes, as Hanuman Prabhu was explaining the other day, right? Like it's a highly scientific. If you take everything, it's just so dynamic and in such a wonderful system. But yet, we just throw it away and put it aside. Now we think we don't need that anymore. We are so advanced. Yeah, but yeah, Krishna's system can't go wrong. But okay, we'll end here. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.